The members were told that although the assembly lengthened the time for emergency and temporary detention orders, they're still the briefest in the nation. Panel member and Senator Janet Howell noted that revising state laws is not sufficient.
We've again tweaked them in the last several months. I think we have to acknowledge that our problem is basically a lack of services, and that is being caused by a lack of funding.
They also learned that the state's early intervention system to prevent frequent hospitalizations is underdeveloped. And for patients in crisis, Virginia's commitment standard that requires people to be a danger to themselves or others has been one of the most restrictive. Policy expert Catherine Cohen said brain studies indicate the need for a different standard.
Over 50% of people with bipolar disorder and over 40% of people with schizophrenia at times have anosognosia, which literally means a lack of insight into their illness. That means they're so sick, they don't know they're sick, and therefore they're not going to comply with treatment or adhere to any sort of medication.
So if patients are unable to make informed choices, a standard called need for treatment would work better to get them help. In Richmond, I'm Anne Marie Morgan.